Well, today we're joined by Jeff Edwards, Oklahoma State University State Wheat Extension Specialist, looking back at the 2014 wheat variety trials across the state. So we highlight some of those varieties. Our last variety, of course, is that we talk about is Double Stop, a clear field wheat, and maybe talk about how has Double Stop done this year.
Double Stop has done well. It's a later maturing variety. It might be a little bit later, a day or two later than even Endurance. And as a result, when you have a hot, dry year like this with limited moisture, it tends to hurt some of those later maturing varieties because they run out of water. In spite of that, it's performed well across the state. Very proud of Double Stop CL Plus in terms of how it fits for Oklahoma. It's one of the first two-gene clearfield wheats that we've had that I consider a really good fit for all of Oklahoma. And not just Oklahoma. It will move well into the Texas Panhandle and into Kansas, no problem. A very broad area of adaptation, kind of like Iba. The other thing that excites me about Double Stop CL Plus is the opportunity to clean up some of those problem acres. On acres where we're battling feral rye, if we don't get that feral rye under control, we're not going to improve wheat yields. And really, you have two options. You can grow winter canola, or you can grow a two-gene clearfield wheat. And out of the two-gene clearfield wheats, Double Stop is Oklahoma bred and adapted and is a very good fit for our state. The other thing that I like about it as a two-gene clearfield wheat is that it's a good enough variety that I think even in the absence of that clearfield gene, it probably would have been released. It's a good variety on its own, even without that option of the two-gene clearfield technology, which, again, makes it a really strong fit.
How did Double Stop handle an extreme year like 2014?
Well, since it's later maturing, it kind of took it on the chin in terms of yield. It was middle of the road, whereas last year in a more, if there is a normal year, maybe we would call last year in 2013 harvest a more normal year, where it was in the top group at almost all of our locations. This year it was more towards the middle. And again, I think a lot of that has to do with the later maturity and just simply running out of moisture and trying to conduct grain fill during the hottest time of year. So in a more normal year where maybe we have a little bit more stored soil moisture, hopefully I would expect it to perform back where it did in 2013 near the top at many of our trials.
We're joined by Dr. Brett Carver. He's, of course, the wheat breeding specialist. Maybe talk about a little bit about the background of Double Stop.
Double Stop, you can't talk about the background of it without first mentioning the clearfield technology. And the clearfield technology is simply providing herbicide resistance with a herbicide. So a herbicide that can be used to control difficult weeds in wheat, but also controls wheat. So you have to have an ability to tolerate that herbicide. And so BASF, the company, has had herbicide resistance or resistance to Imazamox, the herbicide that's a critical part of the Clearfield package. They have worked with universities to allow that resistance to be deployed in various breeding programs. We worked with BASF and before that American Cyanamid with that germplasm since the year 1997. That was the first year we started crossing with that germplasm. The germplasm was originally introduced, that herbicide resistance was originally introduced through a genetic background called TAM-110. TAM-110 is great if you're breeding wheat for the high plains. Whether it's Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Kansas, High Plains background, no doubt. But it did not provide key traits like disease resistance that we needed. And one that first comes to mind would be soil-borne mosaic or spindle streak mosaic. So it took us a little while to take that herbicide resistance and put it into a package, a background that was more fitted to a broader area of our state. Where we really needed the clearfield technology. I mean, the clearfield technology would be beneficial to some degree in the panhandle, but it would be of more use in the greater body, the downstate part of Oklahoma. Especially now as we're looking at problems with feral rye, ryegrass, they're just very difficult to control. The herbicide resistance was deployed first as a single gene, But wheat, as you know, is a triplicate. So there are three genomes in one with common day wheat. So we have the opportunity to actually deploy three genes for that herbicide resistance, although it only takes two to provide the level of protection that you need to control these weeds. So now, instead of the single gene technology that was available through OSU Clear Centerfield, we now have two genes present in a variety now called Double Stop. So we had two big objectives here. First, we wanted to get the herbicide resistance, right? But more importantly, we wanted to get the herbicide resistance in a background that farmers would be willing to adopt in Oklahoma, just like they would with, say, a Duster or a Gallagher and Iva. Double Stop gets us to that point. It really raises the bar in terms of yield potential, disease resistance, all those things we're looking for in a non-clear field variety. And I really feel like Double Stop is probably a line that we would have released even without the herbicide resistance. It's that strong. This year, 2014, if you look at the results, you look, well, it didn't really show up that strong. But remember, we're developing varieties over an 11-year period. And so we've had, in the case of Double Stop, we've had it in the field now since 2008. And there was no doubt in my mind through that period, up until the time we released it, it was a definite improvement in yield potential and yield performance over Centerfield. And I'm talking 10% better. We're not seeing a 10% better production and yield of Double Stop over Centerfield this year. We just didn't have the environment to see that yield benefit. Hopefully we'll get back to that environment very soon. Because I think there is, you know, if you don't have the environment for those genes to be seen, to be visualized, to be enjoyed, capitalized upon, you know, it's like they're not even there. And there were some features of Double Stop that we just couldn't take advantage of this year. The background of Double Stop is really broad, and I think that's one that owes to its ability to be adapted to a big part of Oklahoma, if not beyond. So, you know, I talked about TAM-110. Well, that's obvious. It's present in the background of Double Stop, but we've added 2174, a derivative of Jagger, which is very successful in the past in Oklahoma, and then Entrada. We weren't trying to necessarily introduce the white wheat characteristic of Entrada into a clearfield wheat, although there is a clearfield white wheat in Colorado. We wanted to bring some of those other characteristics, like Entrada's grazing performance and just ruggedness, which it had. And boy, did I think we really hit upon that. And so Double Stop is a pretty rugged variety, I think. Takes a lot of abuse. It's going to need it. You know, you're putting it out there in a field where you're trying to control rye and ryegrass, yeah. Covers the ground very quickly. Gives us that kind of canopy that you really want to fight weeds with, in addition to the help of a chemical. I'm pretty excited about Double Stop, as you can tell.
As we look at the varieties being showcased in this year's 2014 OSU Wheat Variety Trial. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.